Hey, hello. You're stuck in travel with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at how Glow handled a recent security concern. You know, a lot of times people are like, I like your videos, but for like the first 20, 30, 40 seconds, you're just talking about what you had for breakfast or working out or something funny your daughter said, which is always one of my favorite topics. Those types of things. Why do you start with these personal items? And to me, I think it's because security is personal. And to get the message across, I think you need to connect at a personal level. So with this recent breach and security concern, not breach, security concern at Glow, I think this is a perfect example to take a moment and look at it. Tip to you is take a look at Glow for two reasons. One, in terms of communicating security, and two, as an example of how a company can do it right. That's right, you heard me correctly. Glow, I think, handled it correctly. They did it right, and here's a practical case study of how to do it. So, what happened? What is Glow? If you haven't heard of Glow, for my male friends, Glow is an application that women use that they put in information about fertility, all right? So this is used by some of my friends because they want to get pregnant. Other of my friends, because they don't want to get pregnant. And needless to say, it has a lot of what you might consider very personal, very sensitive information. Glow had a problem within their application, specifically in the mobile app. It had to do with how they're connecting to partners, and that partner connection could be used to access sensitive information, like we already discussed, by third parties. So, if you are listening to this, and if you use the Glow app and you did not receive any communication, heads up, change your password, update your app. But if you're listening to this and you do use Glow, you probably did receive the email from them. And that is the good news about this. So the lesson learned from a security perspective is, with this information you're sharing, it's very sensitive and it can be easily leaked. Be very cognizant of what you're sharing and be very cognizant of the apps you're using and how you connect them to other apps. Right? And Glow, being a very personal example, is a very powerful example. The flip side is, from a security perspective, from a security manager, director, person running a company, look at what Glow did. They found the problem, internally reported from what I understand. They found the problem before anyone noticed, before anyone reported it, before any sense of information was lost that we know about. They made a fix and they emailed their user base. They emailed their folks to say, look, here's a potential issue. They got ahead of that issue, communicated it, and provided a update about what was at risk and how to address it. So oftentimes, I think with security, we have the mindset of, if we don't tell, right? If the vuln in the forest fell and no one heard it, you know, it's much better to get ahead of these issues, to be transparent and communicate with the users, and to have control of the story, especially when we're talking about personal health information such as these apps hold. So there you have it. Good case study of a company with lots of sensitive data that took some good steps, notified the users, fixed the problem, and addressed it and took care of their user base. So kudos to them, and thanks for listening. Have yourself a great weekend.